This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are conducting a candidate forum for the 6th Congressional District in Wisconsin. The incumbent Republican U.S. Representative Tom Petri is not seeking re-election, and there are 4 Republicans vying for his seat. The winner will advance to the November election and face the Democratic candidate, the lone Democratic candidate on the ballot, Winnebago County Executive Mark Harris, and Libertarian candidate Gus Fehrendorf. Now let's welcome in our next Republican candidate. Joe Lipum is a Republican state senator from Sheboygan and is a candidate for Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. Good morning.
Hi, Joy. Good morning, and good morning to all your listeners. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for joining us. Why are you running for Congress?
I'm running for Congress because our federal government is failing our nation at this time, and I love America. And I've got 3 young kids, Andrew, William, and Lucy, a 7, a 5, and a 3-year-old, and they deserve to have as great, if not a greater, of America to grow up in as I have. And I think that's a doubt right now. Our federal government, both the Republicans and the Democrats, the president, are really failing to address any of the issues that are confronting this nation. They're taking our nation down a direction which I think is disadvantages the opportunity for liberty and freedom in this country, and I want to go to Washington to fight to improve our federal government, to make it work again for we the people, and to restore the great things that America has been known for, so again my kids have that great country to grow up in the future.
Why is there such gridlock in Washington?
Well, there's gridlock because the individuals that are there are simply looking at their own best interests or their party's best interests instead of looking out for the best interests of the nation. You know, I'm a solid conservative. I'm proud to be a Republican, but I'm going to Congress as an American, and I'm going to work to try to lead people to my conservative beliefs and my conservative positions. But we need to do that by being willing to listen and to be respectful of other people's ideas and then see if we can find some commonality. I think most people, you know, believe in this nation. Most people want this nation to succeed. We just have to be willing to kind of listen and work to lead people to the right answers. And that's what I hope to do out in Washington, D.C. I'd say another problem out in Washington is that individuals get out there, they're far too long, and they get, again, too focused on their own self-well-being instead of the well-being of the nation. That's why I actually support term limits. I would support a constitutional amendment that would say a 10 or 12 year time period for an individual to serve in the House or in the Senate, and then we get new people in there. And I've actually placed that on myself as well, that if elected to Congress, the longest that I'd serve in the House would be 12 years.
Mm-hmm. Would your opponents in the primary, Glenn Grothman, Dewey Strobel, or Tom Dino, cause further gridlock in Washington?
Well, I'm going there, again, not to be a combative conservative. I'm going there to be a solid conservative that's going to work to get things done. I don't want to be a part of failure, and our federal government is failing our nation right now. I think my opponents have said, you know, that they don't care if we don't get anything done. They're going to, you know, but that's not my goal. My goal is to get some things done and to move forward the issues for our nation.
Yeah. Well, give us your thoughts on President Obama considering signing some sort of executive action to deal with the immigration problem while Congress is on recess, and a recent comment by Iowa U.S. Representative Steve King, a Republican representative, who said if the president does that, the Republicans should consider impeaching the president.
Well, I think President Obama is coming close in a number of different issues where he is exceeding his executive authority and he is possibly violating his duties as president of the United States. And I think the immigration issue is just one example. Now, again, the president does have certain powers that are prescribed by our Constitution, but the congressional branch needs to step up here, and it needs to say that, you know, Mr. President, we are an equal partner with you in this. We need to work together on these issues, and we need to find some ways in which we can move these issues forward. But again, if a president, whether it be President Obama or any future president who's in office while I'm in Congress, they need to be held to their constitutional responsibilities. And if they violate those responsibilities, then it is the responsibility of the Congress to proceed with hearings and to, you know, question whether or not there is a violation there. And if found that there was, then it's the responsibility of the Congress to proceed with impeachment hearings. And again, I think that we're close to that. I, again, would urge the president when I get there that I would say, let's work together. Let's find some answers, some commonality as to how we can move these issues forward.
So what's your solution to the border crisis, the illegal immigration issue?
Well, it's a perfect example, again, where our system is broke because our government isn't working to address the real issue. We need to secure the border, and we need to stop the problem from continuing to grow and therefore cause additional problems here in our country and most specifically for those people who we are giving false hope to and misleading in regard to the opportunity that they're being allowed to acquire here in America. We have a legal system, and we need to require individuals to move through that legal system so that they can earn the work opportunity or the citizenship opportunity here in America. We've got a great country, and we want more people to come to our nation and to be a part of this great opportunity, but they need to work through the legal system. You start by enforcing the borders, and then you have a system that's modernized and efficient so that individuals can move through with the appropriate checks and due diligence, background checks, but then they're allowed to become part of our workforce or of our citizenship.
What's the biggest problem facing the 6th Congressional District, and what would you do in Washington to fix it?
Well, it's not only facing the district, but America as a whole, and that's our fiscal and financial situation, our budgetary situation out in Washington, D.C. And it's unacceptable from my perspective and from most voters and citizens that I've been talking to across the district that we've got, you know, $17 trillion in debt. We really haven't had a budget out in Washington for the past number of budget cycles. We've got excessive spending, out-of-control deficits, taxation that's kind of hampering freedoms and free enterprise. We've got to get our budget situation under control. Our federal government is spending at an unsustainable level. That's why we've got the level of debt that we have. We need to, you know, have the will to be able to address that, just like we did here in Wisconsin. We had to make some tough decisions in Wisconsin, but we did that not because we didn't like certain people or didn't like certain programs. We just understood the fact that we were living beyond our means, and we had to tighten the belt, rein in that spending, prioritize the focus of our government. And now look what's happened in Wisconsin. We have surpluses so that we can give tax breaks to the citizens of this state. We can put more money into public education and public health programs. That's what happens when you're fiscally responsible. You can have a good managed budget and do the things that you want to do. That's what we have to do out in Washington, D.C. as well. That will be my top priority. Along with that, you work to grow our economy so that we've got people working and businesses creating opportunity and creating revenue, quite honestly, for our government. That's how we solve the budget mess out in Washington, and that has to be a top priority because, again, otherwise Andrew, William, and Lucy and all those other future Americans aren't going to have the same standard of living that we've enjoyed. And, again, that's not something that I want to have on my shoulders. I want to have them have a better country to grow up in than we have.
One of your opponents, Glenn Grothman, criticized you for accepting $5,000 from a union that backs Democrats after you voted for Act 10. Why did you accept the money?
No, this is a trade union that supports individuals that are interested in improving and focusing on our transportation infrastructure here in Wisconsin and across America. And I do believe that that's one area of government responsibility is our infrastructure, highways and airports and those types of infrastructure needs. This group, again, supports that. They give money to individuals like Paul Ryan, Sean Duffy, to the Republican Governors Association. And we should actually, you know, kind of appreciate that. I'm working to try to get more people to be a part of the Republican Party and the conservative movement in this nation. And that's what's happening here. These people realize that they're looking for an individual that will, you know, be fiscally smart, but then focused on the priorities of our government. And again, infrastructure is something that is a responsibility of our government.
We have less than a minute. Why are you the better candidate of the four running?
Well, I think I'm the best candidate because of my background, my private sector experience. I spent a good number of years at the Sheboygan County Chamber of Commerce and at Sargento Foods. And then I'm proud of my legislative experience as well. I've gotten a lot of things done at the state capitol because I know how to listen to my constituents, and then I know how to work their issues and their concerns through the legislative process. I'll take all of that. I'll take my solid conservative principles out to Washington, D.C., and I will work hard to get things done for this nation. Again, I don't want to be a part of failure. I'm not simply going out there to be a combative conservative. I'm going there to be a strong conservative who's going to work to get things done for the betterment of our nation and for the future.
Our last personal final question. Does it bother you when people botch your last name?
No, it doesn't. You know, it's a hard name to pronounce. It's Leipom. That's how my grandpa said it. It's a good German-Russian name. It represents a good, strong family and a good, strong person. And so I just encourage people to vote Joe Leipom on Tuesday, August 12th.
Joe Leipom.
You got it.
Got it, finally. Joe Leipom is one of four candidates running for the 6th Congressional District. We'll talk to two others after we check the latest news. This is the Ideas Network.